Nobel Prize-winning mathematician John F. Nash Jr. died in a car crash yesterday. He was 86. Nash revolutionized the study of game theory, or strategic decision-making. He also struggled with schizophrenia. His amazing life story inspired the Oscar-winning film A Beautiful Mind. NPR's Sam Sanders has this remembrance.
John Forbes Nash led a life that was equal parts groundbreaking, tragic, and ultimately triumphant. University of Chicago economist Roger Meyerson says Nash was a man determined.
He was arrogant enough to want to think about it his own way. And when his teachers were kind of looking at game theory the wrong way, young John Nash didn't want to do it that way. In this case, the student was right.
Right and different. Those two words, in a way, sum up Nash's life. John F. Nash Jr. was born in 1928 in Bluefield, West Virginia. He was the son of an electrical engineer and a school teacher. He studied mathematics at Carnegie Mellon, got a PhD at Princeton, and later taught at MIT. Meyerson says Nash's work fundamentally changed the field.
Before Nash, people could say that economics was about the allocation of resources. After Nash, people could say that economics was about the analysis of how competitive behavior creates complex systems of incentives.
But for a long time, Nash was disconnected from that work. In 1959, he began battling schizophrenia. He was hospitalized multiple times and underwent electroshock therapy. Nash battled the illness for more than two decades. He described it in a PBS documentary.
A delusional state of mind is like living a dream. Well, I knew where I was. I was there on observation. But I was able to think that I was like a victim of a conspiracy.
Nash's wife, Alicia Nash, took care of him during much of that period. The couple divorced during his illness and later remarried. By the 90s, Nash had his schizophrenia under control, and several colleagues began to push for greater recognition of his work. Nash won the Nobel Prize in 1994. In 2001, Nash's story became the subject of the Oscar-winning film A Beautiful Mind, which starred Russell Crowe. In a 2004 interview posted to the Nobel Committee's website, Nash said he tried to always approach his work from a different perspective.
I don't think exactly like a professional economist. I think about economics somewhat like an outsider.
Even if he was an outsider professionally, and at times personally, Roger Meyerson says Nash's legacy is strong.
His suffering, I know, was real, but he was touched by glory, and he's important to us.
John F. Nash Jr. and his wife Alicia died Saturday when the taxi they were riding in crashed in New Jersey. They had just returned from Norway, where Nash had received yet another prize for his work. Sam Sanders, NPR News.